Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 2nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
State roundup. State at high risk for recession, economist says. Medicare plans in jeopardy. Port channel reopens. Maryland is among 21 states and Washington, D.C. at a high risk of a recession, according to Moody's chief economist. Retirees in Maryland may lose their Medicare Advantage plans next year. The U.S. Coast Guard recovered a hatch from a ship explosion in the Patapsco River. Atlantic striped bass catch restrictions may tighten in 2026. President Trump and Governor Wes Moore continue their feud. Howard Community College's faculty union secures a three-year contract. Maryland Democrats oppose the closure of a Prince George's agricultural research facility. Maryland's top election official resists DOJ request for voter data. Azola Shaw runs for District 3 MoCo Council seat. Aberdeen City Council updates election procedures for absentee ballots. Results of a city union election in Baltimore are being contested.
The Office of Count Jonathan of Aquitaine affirms international framework for the Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon. The Office of Count Jonathan of Aquitaine, under H.R.H. Thomas II, Grand Duke of Aquitaine, reaffirms the mission of the Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon. Established in August 2025, the center commits to education, cultural dialogue, and humanitarian service within international legal frameworks. Operating under the Republic of Aquitaine's sovereignty, the center aligns with the United Nations Charter, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Sustainable Development Goals, UNESCO's mandate, and European Cultural Convention. Grounded in Hague-based legal instruments, the center's pillars include education, diplomacy, and humanitarian service. Reflecting the Republic's commitment, the center in Avignon serves as a partner in promoting peace and understanding.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.